الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Bandi Channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that recited Durood e Pak upon me in abundance, as this recitation is purification for you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in the previous episodes, we have learned how to eat in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the last episode, we went through the different sunnah and mubarakah, and we revised some and learned some new ones. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we're going to learn about how to finish a meal off. Because we can finish a meal off in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gain blessings by this. So alhamdulillah, not only do we gain the blessings during the meal by acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we can also do this when ending the meal as well. For example, when you eat in a plate, it is sunnah to clean the plate thoroughly. It is stated in the hadith of Mubarakah that whoever licks the plate after eating it, the plate makes a dua for him. May Allah Azza wa Jal free you from the fire of hell as you have freed me from shaitan. Because the shaitan comes and licks the plates that you leave food in. In another narration, it is stated that the utensil, the plate, actually asks for forgiveness for the person who cleans it. Subhanallah. So what we should do is we should clean the plate thoroughly and make sure that there is no food and use the index finger to clean that plate. Then pour some water into the plate and drink that water. Remember, washing hands into the plate is disliked. But you should pour water in and then make sure you take all the bits of food and then drink that and you will reap the reward of freeing a slave. Then, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we can act upon another beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in relation to finishing a meal. And that beautiful sunnah is this, that having eaten in accordance with the sunnah with three fingers, we should now lick our fingers three times. Now the Buzurganideen, the scholars have been telling us that we should lick the fingers exactly the way Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, starting with the middle finger and then finally the index finger and then finally the thumb. And in this way, we should repeat this three times so that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have cleaned our fingers and also acted upon a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the dining mat. So now we're talking about finishing a meal off. So on the dining mat, you will inevitably have little pieces if you've eaten rice, for example, that may have fallen off the tray, may have fallen down. Look for those, because there is blessing in those. And once you find those, pick them up, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and eat those. Any small pieces of bread, say for example, there is a small piece of roti left in the tray. And you know for a fact that because it's partially eaten and there's only a small piece, it is likely to go to waste. So to protect from that and to gain blessings, if you pick that piece up and ate it with that intention, you will get great reward. And alhamdulillah, by cleaning the dining mat, by ensuring your plate is clean, you've licked your fingers, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you gain the blessings and the barakat of food. Then, another thing that a mistake that we often make, we will clean the plate, we will clean the dastarkhan, but often the glass that we drink in still has drink or water in it. And that water is going to go to waste as well. So we want to protect ourselves from israf, and we don't want to waste anything. Because the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rationale of which was that blessing can be in any part of food. Maybe the bit you've left has the blessing. So what we should do is, alhamdulillah, drink that water as well. Make sure that your glass is empty as well. And we should make sure we can, as much as we can eat and protect from being wasted, we should do. So for example, in the bottom of the dish, If the family have finished eating and the dish in which the curry or the food was served had little bits in the bottom, clean those bits. It's not only about cleaning your plate and avoiding waste. Those bits need to be cleaned as well. Make sure you clean that in the pot that was used to cook, and there's a little bit down at the bottom. Serve that to the family. There was great reward in that. And the scholars of Deen write, and Amir al-Sunnah Amir Barakatum al-Aliyah writes, that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to enjoy those parts at the bottom of the pot. Subhanallah. So doing amal upon this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make sure that the pot is clean. And this is an effective way of maintaining the blessings and finishing a meal off. Today, for us, finishing a meal off is very simple. We just eat till we're full, get up and leave. We don't even take the plates to the sink. We think it's too beyond us. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, what difference does it make? But it shows humility and humbleness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we clean the plate, if we drink the last sip of water, if we clean the dastarkhan, and then we move the plates to one side, we take the plates to the kitchen. A lot of brothers especially, they think, well, it's almost a kind of subconscious arrogance where we think, why should we do it? Well, why shouldn't the Islamic sisters do it? My dear Islamic brothers, it shows humbleness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It shows respect for food, and it shows gratitude for the gift that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. And who better an example in the world than the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Look at how Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah shows us and teaches us how to act in accordance with the Sunnah. And you have seen on many occasions on Madni Channel where Islamic brothers have sat down to eat, and Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah are themselves serving the food. This was the beautiful way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the humbleness that the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought out in Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all that humbleness when it comes to eating food. So, we're now talking about finishing the meal. One of the most important things of finishing a meal is to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for it. In a beautiful hadith of Barakah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam washed his hands and then passed his wet hands over his wrists, mouth and head. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companion, O Ikrash, this is how wudu is made after eating the thing touched by fire, i.e. food cooked on the fire. So this was the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further still, after you finish, we learnt a few episodes ago that making sure your teeth are clean and picking the food out of your teeth was also sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we move on to the final phase. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is very, very important. As important as all the other sunnah mubarakah are, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that whoever eats food and recites the following dua afterwards will be forgiven all of his previous sins. And the dua is as follows. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqnihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah. The translation of this is beautiful. All glorification is for Allah Almighty, who has fed me and granted me sustenance without my skill and strength. Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua. And look, you have fulfilled your desire, you have satisfied your taste buds, but at the end of doing that, because you thanked Allah Azza wa Jal, the hadith of Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you glad tidings of forgiveness from previous sins. Subhanallah, look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla showers His mercy on a person. That we have satisfied our hunger, we've fulfilled our desire, but because we've thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has forgiven previous sins. Then, another dua that is taught is this. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. The translation of this beautiful dua is, I express gratitude to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who made us eat and drink and has made us Muslims. Subhanallah. Then, if somebody else has provided the food, one can recite this beautiful dua, the translation of which is really, really beautiful. Allahumma at'im man at'amani wasqi man saqani. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, feed the one who has fed me and provide the one with drink who has provided me with drink. What a beautiful dua to give to the person of your people of your household, or the person at whose house you're eating, or the person who has served you. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, it's from a hadith of Barakah in Sahih Muslim Sharif. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, feed the one who has fed me and provide the one with drink who has provided me with drink. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bandi Channel, look at these beautiful du'as that we can make that increase our blessings. We've now finished our meal. We're coming to the end of it, but yet, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal knows no bounds. Because even when we're finishing, just by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking the people who have served us, gains us more blessings. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bandi Channel, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved a few types of food. I'm just going to very briefly run through those because we love what Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved. If you love somebody, everything they do becomes admirable for you. You love every act, everything that is done. And if your beloved loves something, that thing becomes beloved to you. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam much liked halwa, a type of dessert. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to eat honey. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to eat vinegar. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to eat dates. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to eat watermelons. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to eat cucumber. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred the pieces of meat from the shoulders, neck and loin areas of the animals. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat dates with watermelon or with cucumber or with bread. Subhanallah. Just think if we could perhaps every Monday when we fast, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and at the time of iftar, we also, as well as the other foods, we had this just with the intention that this was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to eat these things, and how much would we increase our blessings by. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very much liked to eat the food present at the bottom of the cooking pot. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat, you know, like today we have the curry and we have the roti, and sometimes the our elderly, they break the roti, the bread into little pieces, and they put it into the curry and they mix it all in and then eat it like that. Well, this was the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very much liked sarid, which is basically this, when you throw everything into it and then let it fully mix and then eat it like this. Eating with one finger was the practice of the shaitan, two fingers the practice of the arrogant, and the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets was to eat with three fingers. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that divide the stomach into three parts. One should be for food, one should be for water, and one should be for air. Never overeat, because it will cause you difficulties and it will cause problems with your stomach. Another beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to take a short nap, siesta, after having lunch. And it gives you a lot of strength and energy during the day, and it is especially beneficial for those who have the privilege and the honor of waking up at night and standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for tahajjud. It gives them extra strength. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, washing your hands after you have eaten, wuzu after eating, is very, very beneficial. Wash your hands thoroughly, clean them thoroughly, and wipe them thoroughly as well. My dear Islamic brothers, to wash hands in the plate, as I mentioned earlier, is disliked. It removes blessings from food. Another thing that the Almighty Quran writes we should avoid is vigorous exercise after eating, because this causes difficulties with your health and can cause intestinal problems, appendicitis, and many other diseases. when one finishes eating, when you do the dua, make sure when you start with family, you do it collectively so that everybody else remembers. When you thank Allah for the food, make sure that you do it in a sound that others can do the same, whether you start with Islamic brothers or with your family. Make sure that you remind others. And you can do a joint dua where if you learn these beautiful duas, and if you can learn the Arabic, brilliant. But if you can't, if you can remember the English translation, then you can simply raise your hands and say, all glorification is for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who has fed me and granted me sustenance without my skill and strength. You can raise your hands and you can say, I express gratitude to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who has made us eat and drink and who has made us Muslims. You can raise your hands and you can say, Ya Allah, feed the one who has fed me and provide the one with drink who has provided me with drink. Subhanallah. And finally, you can ask, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant barakah in this food for us and feed us better food than this. Subhanallah. Look at the blessings that you would gain. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, when you have eaten meat and the bone is left, clean the bone as we learnt in the previous episodes and put it down to one side. Why? Because this is the food of the jinns. Shaykh Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud narrated that a delegation of jinns once came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and requested him to prevent his ummah from using bones, dung and charcoal for cleaning their private parts after going to the toilet, as Allah Azza wa Jal has put their sustenance in bones, dung and coal. Therefore the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited this for his ummah. So Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith of Barakah said that this is the food for the jinns. So when you put the bones down, Allah Azza wa Jal puts meat on them for the jinns. And therefore you should clean the bone properly, put it down with the right hand, reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this way, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Muslim jinns will eat what you have put down. My dear Islamic brothers, one other precaution before we go on to a beautiful hadith of Barakah in relation to the food and presentation of the food in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Often when brothers arrive at the dining table or when the food is ready, we often say, do Bismillah, Bismillah kare. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliya writes that these words are wrong. In Bahari Shariat, it is said that these are strictly prohibited and forbidden. Instead, one should make the dua, may Allah Azza wa Jal give you barakat and blessings. Come and join us. I'm going to finish finally with a beautiful hadith of Barakah in relation to food that was presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a beautiful book published by Maktabat al-Madina, the publishing house of Dawati Islami, on page 862, Sirat al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a beautiful waqia. Hadith Sayyidina Jabir says that I had been hungry for many days. We were that hungry that we had stones tied to our stomach. I presented myself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I asked for permission to go home. The reason I did this was that I noticed that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also hadn't eaten for many days, and Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had stones tied to their blessed stomach. I could not bear this, so I asked for permission and I went home. I asked the mother of my children whether we had anything to eat. She said, we have a little bit of flour and we have this little goat and that's it. I said, okay. I sacrificed the goat. I told her to prepare everything. And as I left, I said I was going to bring Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the mother of my children said, we only have a little bit of flour and only this little goat, so don't ask too many people, just bring Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and it should be enough. And the Sayyidina Jabir says that I went back and very slowly I requested in the court of the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was one sa' of flour, a small amount of flour and a small baby goat. I have asked them to prepare this. Can you come and bless me with the pleasure of hosting you and bring just a few people, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we only have a little bit. Upon hearing this, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, turned to the people who were there and said, "O people of the trenches, Jabir has given a feast at his house. So everybody should make their way to his house." Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turned to Hazrat Jabir and said, "Do not start anything till I get there." Hazrat Jabir went back home. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived with the blessed companions. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took their saliva mubarak, the luhab al-dahan mubarak, and put it into the gosht, into the pot where the meat was being cooked. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his luhab al-dahan mubarak into the flour. Then said, "Start making the roti, start making the bread, the chapatis." Hazrat Jabir Ahliya, the mother of his children, started to make them. The people started to eat. They started to pour the curry and the meat into plates and pass it. The food started to go around. Everybody ate to the heart's content. And when Hazrat Jabir looked, the food was still, the pot was still full, and the roti was still coming. Subhanallah. And amazed by this amazing miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, made the Sahaba Ikram Hazrat Jabir even more happy and more blessed for being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the channel, we are very blessed. We are blessed because we have the gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we use them in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then not only are we blessed with these gifts, but we get reward for having used them. And we, the more we act in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more we learn about the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more we learn about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more in love with Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we become, the stronger our loves becomes, and the stronger our loves become for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever loves my sunnah loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah." My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mubin channel, another beautiful hadith of barakah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira says that I had not eaten for many days, and I was hungry. And when I was sat on the outskirts of Medina Park, when Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went by, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at me and smiled and said, "Oh Abu Huraira, come with me." I said, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," and I started to walk behind the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then went to their blessed house. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, on entering, saw a bowl of milk and asked, "Where has this come from?" Somebody from the household replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a blessed companion has left this." Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to me and said, "Oh Abu Huraira, go and call the Ahl al-Sufa." The Ahl al-Sufa, my dear Islamic brothers, were those people who had given up everything to learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they sat near Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning the deen from Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they had nobody else. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever anything came in, was granted or gifted, took out a portion for them and granted them. So Hazrat Abu Huraira says, that I said, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah," and I started to walk. But in my mind, I was thinking that one little bowl of milk, how is this going to suffice the 70 Ahl al-Sufa? And if I had gained this, at least it would have done something for me. When you divide a little bowl by 70 people, they hardly get a sip each. But he says, this was the order of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I immediately set about, and I called the Sahabi Sufa. They came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Abu Huraira," I said, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah." Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Take this bowl and go and present it to them." This was even harder for me because I hadn't eaten anything. And I was looking at this bowl of milk thinking, if I had it, then it could have done something for me. But this was the hukm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I presented it to the first drank. I then took it, presented it to the second. He drank till his heart's content. Like this way, I moved all the way through all of the Sahabi Sufa. They all drank to their heart's content, but to my amazement, the bowl remained full with milk. I then turned to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered me, Abu Huraira, drink. I drank as much as I could. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to me, Abu Huraira, drink more. I then drank more. Then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Huraira, drink again, drink more. I drank more. And then I said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the one who sent you with the truth, I cannot drink anymore. Then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took this beautiful bowl of milk, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and drank it, and it finished. One bowl of milk, and yet it was enough for all the Sahabi Sufa. Allah Hazrat writes a beautiful couplet. Kyun janabe Abu Huraira kaisa tha wo jam-e-sheer jisse 70 sahibu ka doodh se muh phir gaya. Subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers. There are many, many miracles of Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we listen to them, when we learn them. Alhamdulillah, by traveling in the beautiful Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami, we not only learn the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we also learn about the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which will increase our love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our love of his sunnat, our love of Islam. And Alhamdulillah, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who loves my sunnah loves me, and the one who loves me will be with me in Jannah. Ameen, bijahi Nabi Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم.